You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vajinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show. And you're listening to our podcast, Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the theatrical events still going on in the world, even while the theatres remain closed due to coronavirus. Now, I realise this is being released an hour later than normal, at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening, rather than the usual 6, for those who are there and ready to listen right on the dot. And the reason for that is because, very excitingly, Showtime is now back. We are broadcasting live every Sunday from 6 until 7pm on urn1350.net. But, you know, sometimes there's extra news that needs covering, or a topic that doesn't quite fit in with the show that week, or maybe there's just not enough time to discuss it on the live show. So for the foreseeable future, or for as long as I'm able, we are going to keep the Spotlight On podcasts running as an extra bit of musical theatre content alongside the main show. Obviously, it would be lovely if you would like to join us for the main show. You are more than welcome. As I said, it's on 6 till 7pm every Sunday on urn1350.net. But Spotlight On will be here as well to keep you topped up on all the latest theatrical news while theatres are still shut down due to coronavirus. And so, without further ado, let's get on to this week's Spotlight On topic, because the Showtime spotlight is falling on none other than the prom. It's time to build a prom for everyone, show them all. It can be done if music blares and no one cares who your unruly heart loves. Build it now, make people see how the world could one day be. It might come true. Now, The Prom is a musical that opened on Broadway a couple of years ago, and it tells the story of four Broadway actors who travel to a small conservative town in Indiana to help a girl who has been banned from taking her girlfriend to the high school prom. And it's all a very joyous, jolly, frenetic show, as reflected in the music by Chad Begulin and Matthew Sklar, the duo behind other shows like The Wedding Singer and Elf the Musical. And you know, The Prom got decent reviews when it opened, and it was nominated for 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, although it didn't actually win any, but it unfortunately closed on Broadway just under a year after it had opened. And I personally think it was one of the more high-profile victims of this new sort of teen-oriented show base that we've been seeing more and more of. I remember writing a piece on it last summer when The Prom was about to close, along with things like Be More Chill, and to look at a more recent example, The Lightning Thief, the musical based on the Percy Jackson books. There's this collection of shows which have all done really well online and have been streamed millions of times and obviously really resonate with a younger audience of people. And rightly so, because they do put new role models on stage. I mean, The Prom is one of just a handful of shows with a lesbian protagonist, and a lesbian protagonist who you see actually have somewhat of a healthy relationship and actually have an onstage kiss. In terms of representation, it's doing a lot. But in terms of ticket sales, I mean, it goes without saying that most teenagers can't afford Broadway prices. And so you have this collection of teen-oriented shows that just can't get their target audiences through the door and end up slightly falling by the wayside as more traditional Broadway shows continue appealing to a more middle-aged, middle-class demographic who can afford to go to the theatre regularly in New York. But that's not the end of the story for The Prom, you'll be pleased to know. Because last year, it was announced that there was going to be a film adaptation made. And sort of everyone who was aware that Cats was also coming out at that point pretty much just took a collective breath of shock and worry. Like, we didn't need another movie adaptation of a musical. We certainly didn't need another movie adaptation of a musical starring James Corden. Like, sometimes you can just leave a show as it is. And I will be the first to hold my hands up and say, I was very much one of those people. I was a bit sceptical, really. In part as well because I find the music of The Prom a bit on the nose in places. I've famously not always been a huge fan of Chad Begulin's lyrics in particular. I think they can come across as a bit cheesy, a bit like all the things I know people dislike about musical theatre, kind of rolled up into one package of lyrics. So I didn't know how well The Prom was going to work as a film, or whether the film would even be done that brilliantly, like, not to draw attention to cats again, but, you know. However, we flash forward to this week just gone, when the trailer for the film was released. And it looks really, really good. I will leave a link in the post here so you can go and watch it yourself, because my goodness, it looks stupendously theatrical. I watched it about 4 times on loop the first time I saw it, just going back again and again and again. It is everything I think we've all been missing about theatre. The scale, the performance, just the theatrics of the whole thing. It's exactly what we need right now. Something grand and spectacular and just fun. And even the casting looks brilliant, I have to say. James Corden really seems to suit the role of Barry Glickman. Nicole Kidman looks like she's having the absolute time of her life as Angie. Broadway favourite Andrew Rannells as Trent Oliver is just going to be fabulous because, well, in my opinion, Andrew Rannells can do no wrong. Then you've got people like Ariana DeBose, Keegan-Michael Key, Tracy Ullman, and that's not even to mention Meryl Streep, who was described by one of my friends when I showed them the trailer as, and I quote, looking simply radiant in all capital letters. So, sort of much to my surprise and gratitude, really, it looks like Ryan Murphy, who's directed it, has absolutely pulled it out of the bag and then gone along and put sprinkles on top, both literally and metaphorically. I'm already so excited for it in a way that I wasn't expecting to be. So I thought I'd mention it tonight in this week's Spotlight On episode, in case you weren't aware of The Prom, or if you just wanted something extra special to look forward to. The film itself is going to be released on Netflix on the 11th of December. I think it's intended to go into some cinemas, but really Netflix is where things are being concentrated, which I think also really suits this film. It seems like the perfect thing to watch all sort of snuggled up under a blanket in your pyjamas, or completely bedecked in sequins, of course, one or the other. Either way, take a look at the trailer via the link in the post here. You can also listen to the full cast recording on all the usual streaming sites for a taste of the music, though do take some of the lyrics with a pinch of salt, as I've said. But just get ready for the 11th of December and make sure that The Prom is on your watch list. And on that note, I will say goodbye for this week. I'll be back again next Sunday, twofold, at 6 p.m. over on urn1350.net for the Halloween special of Showtime, and then here again at 7 p.m. for another Spotlight On episode. Because, as we say, the Showtime must go on. Until then, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.